guest today is Javier Lozano. Javier, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming. What do you do?
I am an ASP.NET MVP and an Azure Insider. I have my own consulting business called Lozano Tech, and I also have a full-time job doing IT architecture. And actually, I have another business, just since we're talking about it.
That's what I want to talk about, your other business.
That I do virtual conferences.
You're wearing a jacket,
yeah,
actually,
Geek Share.
You've incorporated this as a non-profit or a for-profit?
A for-profit. So we created an LLC, you know, so IT guys doing LLC, you know, all the legal stuff, it's interesting.
Okay.
But we're really that passionate about the opportunity that virtual conferences create and the new realm that trying to push.
So. Well, let's start with virtual conference. Define that. What does that mean?
So a virtual conference essentially is just like any other in-person conference, right? The only difference is it can happen anytime, anywhere. So our approach is more of that, let's make all the logistics around recording video, streaming video out to people, recording it, doing the posting, all that, of the content as easy as possible. But we are also very tailored on kind of what we do it. So our goal is to build our platform by duly creating the tools that we need to run our own conferences.
Okay.
So instead of spending lots of time and, you know, and effort and actually building software, we're essentially extracting the software by running the conferences. So we focus on the content, getting people excited about it, and after that we figured, hey, you know what? Let's not do this again in a shoestring budget. Let's spend some time and actually make the application a little bit better for us to use.
So you're actually building the software that's going to manage recording of presentations,
well,
is that right?
Well, Eric. Kind of. We're actually, most of our conferences are piggyback on live meeting, on Google Hangouts, Skype, because it all depends on which speaker, right, and kind of what they want.
I see.
So we write some automation tools around those things to pull the video out of live meeting and so forth and aggregate it.
All right. So the key here is that you, by virtual, you mean that you're not in front of the audience physically.
Correct.
The audience is scattered throughout the country, scattered throughout the world.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, some of our speakers that we've had, we have people speaking out of Australia, and their proctor because we always have to have a proctor so people help, you know, in case there's questions or anything like that. They might be in the other side of the world. Like, we've had people proctor from Texas, you know, again, people in Australia.
So they have to stay up in the middle of the night to do that. But
exactly.
Yeah,
but it gives you really this feeling that the world is really, really small. It doesn't matter where you're
at.
You can actually get the content that you want.
Tell me some of the conferences you've had so far.
So we've had several conferences. The first one we had was called MVC Conf, which was specifically focused on ASP.NET MVC. That grew very well. I mean, we had about the first time we did it, we had 1,000 people. Second one, we grew up to 2,500 people, so we doubled it. And after that, we decided to stop using it as MVC Conf and really shift to ASP Conf.
Okay.
So
anything web related.
Anything web related.
Microsoft,
ASP.NET stack and everything related. Just recently, earlier this year, we had .NET Conf, and that was a lot of fun because it was between myself and Scott Hanselman, and we ran it, and pretty quickly, and was able to get 2 days worth of content, and about 8,000 people attending.
8,000 people. Wow.
Yes.
I mean, these are like tech ed type numbers.
Yes, yeah. And it was in
a fraction of the budget.
At
least for the attendees, anyway.
Yeah, so actually, it's funny enough. We Hanselman blogged about this, and the cost to run a .NET Conf to target 8,000 people was $1.20.
That's amazing.
Because we ran it on the cloud, we ran it on Azure, we leveraged all the ability out there, and it was just fun to see the thing scale.
You're running on Azure. What parts are running on Azure versus parts running on like Google Hangouts or Skype?
All right, so that's a great question. So the microsite, so the site where you go and actually look at the conference schedule, you know, get the iframe where the video stream lives, all that stuff resides on Azure.
Okay.
The stuff that we actually moved out to Google Hangouts was the actual capture to streaming, and the chat and the screen sharing, all those things. There's no point for us to reinvent that.
Right.
So we just leverage those pieces. I know Azure has some of those flexibility right now to stream video, but after it's been recorded.
Right. That's the media services.
Yeah, exactly. But there's the moment I see them offering more of like, hey, I can now stream, record here like we're doing,
right,
and stream out to Azure. I think that would be where we're moving more to that, just because the tools, it's a lot better. We know it. well, and it just integrates a lot easier.
Well, I just saw some guys from the Azure team in the hallway.
Yeah.
We should talk to them after this.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah.
They're moving fast as this. It doesn't end at the conference, right? Are you recording these things?
Yeah.
Making them available.
Exactly.
Later?
So the conference happens like for .NET Conf and ASP Conf. There were 2-day conferences. Mm. So for ASP Conf, we had 60 sessions. Hmm. That we had over 2 days. So that's literally.
Was it going all night long, or did you go like 9 to 5?
We went from, I think it was 8 a.m. to like 5 p.m.
Eastern time?
Central time, because I'm in Central, so it makes it easier. I mean, if I get to run it, I get to get to tell
it. Perks of being the guy.
Exactly. So we had it from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and multiple tracks. Everything was recorded. We had volunteers from the community help us out for editing video, being the proctors and everything else. Wow. We took all the content and pushed it out to Channel 9. So at that point is, if you missed it because it's 3 a.m. where you're at and you need to sleep or anything else, you could watch it another time. And the funniest thing that you see when, because we get a lot of feedback through Twitter and so forth, it's like, oh my God, I missed this session. Right. And I tell people, it's like, guys, but it's recorded.
Right.
So you missed it live, and you can miss the chance of asking a question, but the content's still there.
Yep. So a couple of my videos are up there because I spoke ASP Conf, which was your third one.
Yep.
I didn't realize that was you doing that. Yep. But I told you the story earlier, actually. I was speaking, and everything was going great. There were hundreds of people listening to me, and all of a sudden, I flipped over to the chat room, and I saw 100 messages that said, we can't hear you. There's no sound.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that I lost sound for 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, during that same conference, we had people who had upgraded to Windows 8. Windows 8 wasn't out yet. It was still one of the betas.
Uh-huh.
And we were using Live Meeting for the rooms.
Compatibility issues?
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't run Live Meeting.
Oh,
so we run into a lot of left and right.
All right, so there's all those technical challenges that
Yeah, which makes it even more fun because if you're remote, how can you troubleshoot something that you really can't touch?
Oh, yeah. So do you have something like the day ahead of time where people could test their equipment and support
yeah,
that?
One of the things we try to do is with each speaker, we try to reach out to them and say, hey, you want to do a dry run on your presentation.
Yeah.
And not necessarily that take the entire hour or whatever length of the thing is, just, hey, let's just do a screen share. Look good. Let's do the slide. Let's check the mic and so forth, so that way they get comfortable. Because some of the speakers are really great in person speakers, but you give them a screen share, they're like, I don't know what to do.
It's different.
It's a bit frightening.
It feels different.
You don't get the same
feedback.
Yeah, the feedback. You know, somebody out there looks kind of puzzled, and you can answer them.
Right.
This is just you're talking to your screen.
Right.
And some people are good at it, some people are not good at it, and it's funny because actually the biggest critics of how the presentation goes are the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they view it, they're like, oh, why? It wasn't that bad after all. It turned out really well. So,
I haven't seen mine yet. But I ended up re-recording mine. I did a screencast with Camtasia. It's because of that gap.
Yep. And a lot of speakers do that. And depending on the recording, the biggest issue, well, another issue that we run into is bandwidth. Right, so if you as a speaker, if you're upstreaming, uploading video because you're streaming your thing, you need a pretty good solid internet connection.
Okay,
and there's been times where I, as a proctor, running the conference, I run into an issue where I lost internet at home.
Mm.
So I'm like trying to tether, I'm trying to go to a location where I can get some of that, and so it's sometimes you really can't control it, but it's funny because the attendees don't know that that's happening.
Right,
which is great. Exactly, and they get the content that they want and so forth. And the best part about it, all this stuff is free.
It's all free. Where can people find that content online now?
So for ASP Conf, if you go ASP, like Active Server Pages Conf.net, so ASP Conf.
And then I'll have a link to all the Channel 9 videos.
And that will you go to there's a tab on the menu that says Videos. You click on that, and it takes you to Channel 9. For .NET Conf, you go to .NET Conf.net. And then that will redirect you to where the videos are, and you can see them all right there.
Okay. When was .NET Conf? When was the last one?
The last one was this past April.
April. Right now it's November, probably December before this interview goes online.
Okay.
When is the when's the next one? Do you have a plan?
Yes, I can't say the dates yet. We're actually working for next year. We want to go crazy and do like 3 or 4.
Three or four, okay.
So ideally, if I can have one every quarter.
The topic, is it going to be another .NET Conf, or will it be
We're working on another .NET Conf, we're working on another ASP Conf, and OSS Conf.
Okay.
And the fourth one is up to trying to figure out what we're going to spend on that one. So,
all right. So if we want to keep track of this, what's the best way to keep track of what's
coming? So the big track of it, we have Twitter handles. So like ASPConf, at ASPConf is a Twitter handle for that. At DNetConf is the Twitter one for .NetConf. And at OSSConf and so forth. So.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
You have a blog?
Yes, I do. It's LozanoTech.com/blog.
Javier, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. It was great. Remember, folks, virtual conferences are a great way to share your passion for technology with your friends.